We're visiting with Fernando Lozano, and we are here today to talk about the festival coming up this weekend, annual festival, Rainbow Over the Bridge. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, Ben, thank you very much for the invitation. It's always a pleasure being with you and talking about this event, which is really exciting, and I'm looking forward to a bigger one.
So tell us when it is, what's happening this Saturday?
Well, you know, it's going to be this Saturday. We're going to start at 4 o'clock. We're going to be kicking out with welcoming everybody. And then we have great events. We have, Josh Saltzman, who's going to be playing on his piano and new material that he has composed. He's a local musician here, so everything is local,
awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
And obviously, our great band that we have here, Buck, Rogers, and Clark, who's just a tremendous, tremendous talent on the musicians. They're really inspired to get in the floor and dance. At least me, I dance like a
Awesome.
And obviously, the drag queen show, and then we will have activity for the kids. This year, the kids are gonna enjoy themselves a lot. We have a lot of plans for them. We're gonna be having, puzzles. We're gonna have, what do we call it? I'm sorry, escaped my mind now, which is hunting,
scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Thank you very
much for that.
sometimes you get too much on the plate and you don't know what.
Yes.
And we're going to have not a raffle, but a donation to different presents that we're going to be having there, baskets, lots of great things. We have some collateral material to sell to support this event. Mm-hmm. No, it is going to be a beautiful event. Wow. And I'm going to tell you another great thing that we're doing this year.
All right.
Parades, basically, what they do in major cities, they walk for miles and miles. Obviously, we don't have that privilege here, right? Yet, mm-hmm. Not yet. Soon we will come to that point where we'll walk the entire city. But this time we're going to start, and we are going to be walking around Henry Patrick Square. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be able to go into the stage, bow, do the name, and go continue. So that is going to be really exciting to see all these people dress and have their, message. I mean, it's just basically having fun and enjoying themselves. So that's a new thing that we're going to try this year. Hopefully it will work. Again, it's always something new for us to try to engage the community to understand, the love for each other. That's basically it.
Yeah. So this is the sixth year, right?
6 years of doing this. Yeah.
So give me a little bit of the history on how this got started. So.
Well, Megan, who used to be a professor here, an English professor, gathered a couple of us and started thinking that we needed a Pride festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about it, we were able to get some funds, and we launched the first one 6 years ago. Obviously we thought about the name, how we could represent, and you brainstorm things like that, and you see the big bridge, and it says, well, the bridge over the rainbow, there you go. So that is how it started. And slowly it's been embraced by the community, which is really, really cool. I had to tell you that people stop me and say, well, thank you very much for bringing this to Vincent's. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page of the Wawa Valley Progressives, if you want to be there, mm-hmm. where they comment from other states, California, New York. I'm from Vincent's. You have a Pride Festival.
Yeah.
So cool to hear that. So imagine that, right?
Yeah.
So people reaching out from so long. I said, some sentiments are really interesting, because some of those comments are like, when I was growing up, I wish we had that, because it will help me a lot.
And
those comments resonate so much, and that's the reason we still want to do this, because the kids that are in school who are being, bullied and mm-hmm. mistreated because they are who they are, they cannot change their feelings, their way the makeup of their body, the makeup of how they feel. How are you going to change that, Mm-hmm. I ask people when they are really against it, I say, you think somebody with their mind will put themselves into this situation where they're discriminated, bullied, sometimes even beaten for some kind of trend?
Right.
No. Yeah. No, that's who they are. You have to understand that. And then I tell them that, you know what? You and your family, probably you have a person like that. And if you love that person, you should love everybody else that is in that same boat. Yeah. You cannot just, you know, close your eyes to this thing. And don't, you know, don't feel that they are different than you. They are exactly your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, your cousins, your aunts, your grandmothers.
No? So tell me again, date and time. What's going
on? Well, the date is going to be June 22nd, and we're going to start at 4 o'clock. Welcoming everybody. Please join us. We're going to have a great event. We're going to have a great time. Please show your pride and show your love for the community. Show your love for Vincent's. Show your love for who we are as a human beings. That's it.
All right. Well, we thank you for being with us today.
No, you thank you for this conversation. I really love this. You know, thank you again for giving me the opportunity to talk about something that is important. And thank you again.
All right. Again, Fernando Lozano with the Wabash Valley Progressives, Rainbow Over the Bridge Festival coming up this Saturday in Vincennes.